Welcome to willofgod316.org. How do you know God's will for your life? That's a very, very important question. How do you know God's will? The how-to of doing it is easy. I'll teach you that in this recording. Learning the how-to, it's easy to understand. The method is easy. However, determining God's will take effort. There are no shortcuts. So here we go. Romans 12, verse 2. Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed, transfigured, by the renewing, the renovation of your mind, so that you may prove what the will of God is, that which is good and acceptable and perfect. Romans 12, 2. Knowing and doing God's will is very important. Be like Jesus. He said that he came to earth not to do his own will, but the will of him who sent me. That's John 6, verse 38. Much of God's will applies to all believers in the same way. However, God also has an individualized will for believers that he gradually reveals as you grow in your walk with him in daily faithfulness. You can know God's will. He will give you understanding. Proverbs 3, verses 5 and 6. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and do not lean on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him, and he will make your paths straight. You know God's will, his general will for all believers from the Bible. And you know his individualized will as a non-contradictory combination of his word and a faithful, obedient life. From that base of obedience, you can determine and live his will for you. Ask the Father, acquire guidance from his word, his wisdom, his people, and his peace. And when you know God's will, obey him. God's general will be found in the Bible's commandments, principles, and examples. Commandments, principles, and examples. The Bible is the source for knowing God's will for your life. Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. That's Psalm 119, verse 105. Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. There are commandments. There are many commandments in the Bible for all believers, such as rejoice always, pray without ceasing, and everything give thanks, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. That's 1 Thessalonians 5, verses 16 through 18. And here's another. For this is the will of God, that you abstain from sexual immorality, 1 Thessalonians 4, 3. And Jesus said, if you love me, you will keep my commandments. Do you love him? Obey his commandments, John 14, 15. Understand the context of those commandments. Every commandment in the Bible is not given to you. God told Noah to build an ark, Genesis 6, 14. He hasn't told you or me to do that. God told David to go to Hebron, 2 Samuel 2, verse 1. God didn't tell you to move there or me. Do not take a commandment out of its context. Study to understand it. So there are commandments. There's also principles. There are biblical principles for you and me to follow. The principle of good stewardship is in Luke 16, verses 1 to 13. It basically states that the possessions you and I have are not ours. They are borrowed from God. And there's the cost of discipleship at the end of Luke 14. And the principle of seeking lost people is in the three parables of Luke 15. Follow these and the other principles in the Bible. And there are examples of people obeying the commandments and the principles found in the Bible. The Bible's commandments and principles give you God's general will for your life. And there are examples there for us to follow. The best example is the life of Jesus. After washing the disciples' feet, Jesus said, "For I gave you an example that you should do as I did to you." That's John 13, verse 15. We should follow his example of humility. That's Philippians 2, verses 3 through 5. And we should walk in his steps. 1 Peter 2, 21. For you have been called for this purpose, since Christ also suffered for you, leaving you an example for you to follow in his steps. In 1 John 2, verses 5 and 6, "By this we know that we are in him. The one who says he abides in him ought himself to walk in the same manner as he, Jesus, walked." And here's a warning. As you look at the commandments and the principles and the examples, remember that God does not lie. That's Psalm 119, verse 160. God will not lead you or tell you to disobey his word. Jesus gives leaders to us to equip us, Ephesians 4, verses 11 through 14. However, there are many false teachers. That's stated in 2 Timothy 4, verses 3 and 4. Never believe that God is telling you to disobey his word. God would not do that. If a church leader tells you to disobey the word of God, that is false teaching. So study and learn the general will of God and obey. And then there's God's individualized will. God has an individualized will for believers. Psalm 32:8, Proverbs 3, 5, and 6 state that. Obey God's general will, then to learn his individualized will for you, fervently ask God to tell you and seek his answer from his word, his wisdom, his people, and his peace. So, to start, ask, pray. Pray David's prayer, Psalm 143, verse 10. Teach me to do your will. The Apostle Paul prayed that the believers in Colossae would be filled with the knowledge of his will, Colossians 1, verse 9. Your earnest prayer for yourself and for others should be to know and to do the will of God. So you pray, you ask. How does God answer? From his word, his wisdom, his people, and his peace. This is for his individualized will. Ask God to reveal his will to you, and he will answer your prayers through, first, his word. Knowing God's individualized will is a product of routine Bible study. God's will for you becomes clear as you gain wisdom and understanding from his word that applies to what you're praying about. And he will never lead you to do something contrary to his word. And there's his wisdom. God's wisdom comes from spiritual obedience, in a sense the product of maturity. 1 Corinthians 2, verses 14 and 15. And again, Romans 12, 2, "Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed, transfigured, by the renewing, the renovation of your mind, so that you may prove what the will of God is, that which is good and acceptable and perfect." Ask God for his wisdom. James 1, 5 states, "If any of you lacks wisdom, let him ask of God, and it will be given to him." And look to his people. God's people are a resource for understanding his will. Those who accurately teach God's word through speaking or writing can help. Colossians 1:28. And it is good to get counsel from mature believers, not five-year-old immature believers, spiritually 5 years old. Seek mature believers. And more than one mature counselor is a good idea. Proverbs 15:22 states, "Without consultation, plans are frustrated, but with many counselors, they succeed." Mature believers are not infallible, but they can give you understanding, meaningful insight to help you determine God's will. And the final test is his peace. So you acquire guidance from his word, his wisdom, his people, and then wait for his peace. It's the final confirmation of his individualized will. Colossians 3:15, "Let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts." And Philippians 4:7, "And the peace of God, which surpasses all comprehension, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus." This peace is a God-given deep sense of rightness, not comfort, but rightness, about a decision that follows prayer, study of the Bible, spiritual wisdom, and insights from other spiritually mature counselors. Seek and wait for his peace. And a warning, your desire is not necessarily his peace. So live in his general will. Then for his individualized will, ask and get his answer from his word, his wisdom, his people, and his peace. Then when you have it, act, obey. When you ask if something is his will, the answer may be no. It was for Paul, 2 Corinthians 12, 7-10. Or it might be wait. And his answer of wait can result in great blessing. Isaiah 40, verse 31. When God's answer is yes, do his will, even if it is a difficult, unpopular, or costly act. We should delight to do his will from our hearts. Psalm 40, verse 8, Ephesians 6, verses 5 and 6. Be careful of counterfeit answers taught in the name of Christianity. Obey when you are sure you know God's will. It's easy to understand the how-to, but living it is something that will take effort. You can get this audio recording and a full PDF of it for free on willofgod316.org. Both are available in 48 world languages, and it's all for free. May God bless you as you discover God's will for your life decisions. Learn what his general will is for all believers and obey it. Then seek his individualized will for you through prayer, his word, his wisdom, his people, and his peace. Then obey. And here's an extra. John Stamos wrote the hymn, Trust and Obey, Trust and Obey. He wrote that in 1887. That's more than 130 years ago. And I'll conclude this teaching with its first stanza and the chorus, the refrain. Here it is. When we walk with the Lord in the light of his word, what a glory he sheds on our way. While we do his good will, he abides with us still and with all who will trust and obey. Trust and obey, for there's no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey. Trust and obey, for there's no other way to know and live the will of God.